Welcome to my episode. Yay. So.
I'm the girl you died for. I threw you up and I spit you out. Cause that's what your love is all about.
Okay, so, anyways, yeah. So today in this episode, I'm so random and I'm so bad at podcasts. Like, I bet you can't even hear me clearly right now. So I'm just gonna put that over there and, like, yeah, I'm gonna take the earplugs off. There. I don't know if you can hear me. Probably, but, like, so. Guys, this episode is about My Hero Academia. My opinion overall, since it's one of my favorite animes. I'm just, like, yeah, I'm gonna talk about it a lot because why not? And on the next episode, I'm gonna talk about what was it? Death Note, because it's another of my favorite animes. So starting off, I don't know why, but Deku is, like, so underrated on his own show. Why though? Again. And also, I know nobody's gonna hear this podcast, like, anyways. So, I got a message from this guy that was being, like, homophobic in a group chat. So, I'm gonna, like, read it out loud. Hey, everyone, I just wanna make a sincere apology to everyone, especially for cursing. I want to especially apologize to Violetta. I was rude and mean, but also I was trying to defend myself. So once again, please forgive me for my actions. I am glad to hear that. I don't know why he's a straight normie that was homophobic, because I sent on My Hero Academia TikTok that was like, gay best friend, and Deku was straight on the TikTok. Deku was bisexual and, like, Angry Issues was Bakugo, and then he got mad because he said that was what, and he doesn't support LGBTQ for no reason. So yeah. Anyways, I'm gonna start with the show again. I don't know why, but, like, I hate All Might. All Might is like, I am here. Like, bitch, we know you're here. Save the people already. And yeah, that's basically it. For my favorite pro heroes, I really like a Mountain Lady because she's swag. And then I love Aizawa because he's underrated. And, like, not like All Might, he hates interviews and all those stuff. And I'm really, like, those types of people who aren't like that reeks with social media. Also, he actually has a really good quirk. And his vibe is immaculate. He's just a mood. So, next up, we're gonna have a short break. Now that we're done with the pause that was, like, 1 second long, I'm just gonna share a TikTok with you guys. So, like, anyways, and now that we're done watching 4 TikToks, that was really hard of me because I usually watch more than 25 until I pause. We're gonna continue. So, like I was saying, All Might is super overrated. Deku is underrated. Aizawa is a pro. Duh.
We're gonna talk about class 1A. So first off, we have Zero. I mean, he's a really good guy. I mean, I don't hate him, but I also don't like him. Like, he would never be my favorite character. He looks like a robot, and I also think his quirk is sort of useless. Like, what do you mean? Your power's tape. Like, that's what the fuck? Yeah, and that's all my opinions on Zero. Like, I don't really hate him or love him. So, yeah. Dies. Okay, so now my you know what would be cool if I had like my phone and then like my AirPods and I could skate while I talked? That would be so much easier because it like gets bored so easily, like talking without watching anything. Like, maybe if I was doing my makeup. Hold up, why don't I do my makeup? Like, there's nothing better I can do. Okay, like, nobody's gonna watch this episode, probably, like, just be Ness. And she's gonna die watching this. So if you don't watch this, I'll fuck you. Like, yay. Okay, like I was saying, Zero is useless, and let's talk about another useless person, which is the Invisible Girl. Like, I freaking forgot your name because you're not even in the show, like, at all. You had, like, the option to be, like, with Kirishima, I think, and then you didn't, like, take advantage of it. You got, like, so many info when you're naked, but you're literally invisible. Like, I would be naked every single day if nobody could see me. Like, what is your problem, girl? So, Chili, that's what I think about the Invisible Girl, whatever. Another quirk that's, like, sort of useless. Hold up, let me search the characters again. I know it's my favorite anime, but still. Here's my opinion on Bakugo. People don't really like him because of his looks, because his personality honestly sucks, and he's probably gay and in love with Deku. Yeah. Bakugo. Like, most people think he's daddy just because of his explosions. Like, what the fuck? And also, like, he has so many anger issues. He told somebody to kill themselves. I don't know how you could think that that's your favorite character. That's just weird. Let me just... Characters. So, next up, we're gonna talk about Uraraka. I personally don't like her that much because, like, I don't know. I just don't like her. I mean, she's poor and I feel bad for her. And the reason she wants to become a hero is because she's poor. But, like, do something. Also, I think her quirk isn't that powerful, but it isn't, like, not powerful. Like, Zero's. Yeah, I know it's a very unpopular opinion. Yeah, but Zero is sort of useless. Like, suck it up. He's useless. He's not a bad guy, though. So next up, I'm gonna talk about, let me just find my list because I'm gonna do my makeup. So I'm gonna talk about Tenya Ida, then Kirishima, and Tsuyu Asui, and then Mineta, Toga, Momo, Jiro, you know. Okay, so like I was saying, I'm talking about Tenya Ida. I don't really like him. I hate strict diets, and he's like a teacher's pet, and I hate teacher's pet. Also, I think his quirk isn't that useless, but it isn't that useful either. Like, what are you supposed to do? Like, run? Run? That's what you're gonna do? And that's how you're gonna defend yourself? No, honey. No! And also, like, why? I ship you with a rock on. I don't know why. Leave me alone. You'd make a good couple.
Usually I'm anti-straight couples because they suck. I mean, sometimes they don't suck, but like, mostly they suck. Yeah, I'm sorry for being quiet. I'm just like using the thing I use for eyeshadow on my face and think I'm gonna get an infection. You. So like, yeah, I'm gonna get an infection soon. So if I don't do a podcast, like, it's because I got an infection and I'm dying. So send your tips, okay? Okay, I was talking about Tenyaida, okay? So, like, he's a teacher's pet. I ship him with a rock, though. I don't really like him. I mean, the Bakugou squad is better than the Zaku squad. Like, Todoroki, I mean, he's my husband. I love Todoroki, but he isn't my favorite character. Sadly, there's not much to him, and he's not that likable. I mean, just because he's handsome, like, Bakugou doesn't mean he's a super favorite character. Now, let's talk about my favorite character. Because it can. It's my podcast. So my favorite character is Benki Kaminari. And like, my favorite character is him because he's like, he has a really cool personality. He's so funny. And he's like the most likable character in my opinion. The least likable character is Mineta, but surprisingly some people actually like him. I mean, I respect you. You're just pretty weird. If your favorite character is Mineta, like, please tell me why. What do you like about him? Isn't he like a pedophile? The weighs less than my 4-year-old brother? I mean, Squeak is also sort of useless. Like, why? Why did he get into UA? There were so many people that could have beaten him. Like, only on the entrance exam, I already saw 5 people who would have gone better in UA than him. No, but they chose him because he made it a hateable character, and that's understandable. But, like, talking logic, then, like, the creators were pretty dumb. So that's that, and yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna continue now with Kirishima. Kirishima is one of the, maybe not my favorite, second favorite or something. I don't even know at this point.
I don't even know, and like, yeah, next I'm gonna talk about Momoya Yorozu. She's a man stealer, but I don't hate her either. Like, her quirk is good, but I don't know how she got accepted by recommendations, because she couldn't have passed the entrance exam. What are you gonna make, a sword? A gun? No. You're useful when you're a sidekick, but when you're actually a hero, you're not gonna be useful at all. Like, you're gonna die pretty quickly. And also, you're like really pretty. So, yeah, that's all I can comment about Momoya Yorozu. Jiro is definitely bisexual. She simps for Denki, but like, not really, but like, she simps for him. But she's definitely a bisexual. Next up, we have Mina Ashido. I literally love Mina. She's one of my favorite characters, but she gives me lovely vibes. Like, who could she like? Zero? Kirishima? No, honey, they're like besties. That's a bad ship. I'd rather ship Deku with All Might than all those ships. Like, they don't make sense. But Deku with All Might does make sense. You might say I'm a toxic fan.
Well, fuck it, I am. I ship everyone with everything. Just kidding. We ship Momo to Jiro because of swag. Swag forever. So, like, yeah, that's my opinions. And there's more characters that I forgot to mention, but if I didn't mention them, it's because I don't care about them. Tola. Tola's my favorite villain. The asexual. I'm heading more towards Pen than bisexual. So, like, yeah. And. Rah, rah, rah. I think that's pretty much it. I'm, like, gonna look at over the list of characters because I, like, finished doing my makeup. I look horrible and stupid, but still, I always, like, blush.
Let's see how much I recorded. So, it's 12 minutes long. So, yeah. Bye. Have a great day.